vibe I can see. The way you're working in me since I've been saving. Old passed away, new is my name.
God bless you. We are here again after a long time away. Amen. But we praise God for his keeping power. Amen. That God is a keeper and God is faithful. And God is a good God. And he's brought us back here today in his goodness and his faithfulness to continue what he started. Amen.
Amen.
And we've been away for a good minute. Yeah. But we're back and not exactly knowing what that means.
No.
Amen.
No.
But just believing and trusting God, as we always have, that he knows best.
Amen.
And if we just follow him, that he will order our steps. And so we're believing on ordered steps. Amen.
Amen.
So we're stepping out in faith now and believing that God will order us as we come back talking about the glory of God.
Amen.
And to the glory of God. And we're going to start in the book of Genesis,
amen.
Right, which is the beginning, amen, in Genesis chapter 3, verse number 19, and it says, "For dust thou art, and unto dust shall thou return," amen. It's a truth from Scripture, right, that God created man from the dust.
Yes.
Not even dirt, but dust.
Dust, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're created from dust, and it says, from dust we were taken, and from dust we're going to return. And we understand that that's what happens, right? That when we leave this earth, we return to the dust. But there are times, you know, when before you leave this earth, you return to dust, meaning that you get to a place of such intense grief and sorrow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? In the Bible, we know and understand that when the people of God were grief-stricken and in sorrow, that many times they would throw dust on their head.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a sign of their hearts being broken and the need of comfort and strength because of a tragedy, maybe the loss of a loved one or some other type of tragedy. And certainly I believe that's how we've been feeling over these past, you know, several months, amen, as we, you know, we lost our son.
Yes.
And then, you know, a few months after that, my mom passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Then a few months after that, your brother passes away.
Yes.
And so we've been in sort of this cycle where it just seems as if, you know, we're just, you know, where we've returned to a place of dust, of grief and sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as God created man from the dust, in some ways man, you know, from the very beginning, rose up from the dust.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I believe that that's what's going on in our lives now, that we're, God is raising us up from the dust.
Yes.
You know, doesn't mean that everything is great,
mm-hmm.
Or that somehow the sorrow has disappeared.
Right.
But the comfort of God, the consolation of God, the promises of God, the goodness and faithfulness of God, has been revealed in our lives, and it's a process now that he's raising us up out of the dust, out of the dust of sorrow and of heartbreak and of disappointment and disillusionment and confusion, not understanding, like, how could all this be going on, Lord? And it's just dust, but God is raising us up out of that. And part of us being here right now at this very moment with this camera on,
yes.
And mm-hmm. you know, speaking and, you know, and trying to do the will of the Lord so that other people can be blessed is part of a process of God raising us up out of the dust to the praise of his glory.
Yes.
And letting us know and letting others know that it's not over.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thank God for that. Like I said, even though we don't know exactly where it's leading,
no.
but you know, perhaps we were fooling ourselves to believe that we ever did. Right?
Yeah.
But we thank God, at least for right now, we know that He's raising us up out of the dust.
Yes.
And, you know, I can speak for myself, I'm sure you feel the same way. I'm thankful for that.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's certainly been, you know, a rough year and a half, you know, with the death of Joe and your mom and my brother. And, you know, the scripture does say, to dust we shall return. And just thinking about how when people die, especially in the Bible, where it says that, you know, they did sprinkle the dust on those that were grieving. And as you were saying that, a picture came to me, you know. And what I thought about was when God took Ezekiel into the Valley of the Dry Bones, who was it? Into the Valley of the Dry Bones.
Amen.
And I'm thinking of the Valley of the Dry Bones. And we don't know where God is taking us, but I do know that God always wants to be glorified in our lives. That's what this whole thing is about.
Amen.
That God gets glory out of our lives, that He even gets glory out of death.
Yeah.
And He took Ezekiel into the Valley of the Dry Bones, and He says to Ezekiel, "Shall these bones live?" And I imagine, or what I saw was, in these dry bones, there's dust. There has to be dust.
Amen. They're dry, right?
Right. It's dry, so there's dust. And you said, out of the dust. And then I see God breathing, because God breathed life.
Amen.
And when I, you know, He breathed life into these bones, and they live.
Amen.
You know, so you said, out of the dust, and I see God breathing life, and He's even breathing life into us.
Amen.
Breathing life into this devotional.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the dust. Out of the dust, this devotional comes back to life.
Amen.
Out of the dust, we come back.
Amen.
You know, out of the dust, whatever situation that somebody finds themselves in, you know, you're coming back from it out of the dust, because God is breathing life back into you, into your situation, you know, into something that you thought was dead. God said, no, He's breathing life back into it. Out of the dust, you're going to live. Out of the dust, He's going to bring you out of it, just like He's doing with us. And I keep losing my voice today, but it's okay.
Amen.
But that's, you know, just that whole picture. That's what I saw, because it's got to be dust in those, in those dry bones.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And as you said, in God, you know, the bones came together. But God had to, you know, He's, you know, the winds had to come from the different directions, but God, you know, breathing into those bones. And, and isn't that something, right? The, you know, God breathes from different directions, right? You know, sometimes it's from family members who are helpful, from friends who are helpful, from total strangers who are helpful, right? That the breath of God comes from different directions, but it all comes to give life to these dry bones, right? And the question is, can these bones, what?
Live.
Right?
Yes.
And so that's the thing, because God is a God of life, and, you know, He breathes life, right? And so that's what I, that's, you know, what I believe is happening with us. And it's been happening for a while, but, you know, it's been, you know, we haven't gotten to this point where, you know, maybe it's a matter of strength. Maybe it's a matter of obedience. Maybe it's a matter of both, of being able to say, you know what, we're now going to press on and press through, even though we're still carrying around the scars and the hurt and the pain and the sorrow. But to give glory to God and say, you know what, He's raising us up out of the dust. He's breathed a fresh wind into our soul, and we're going forward, not knowing exactly how or where, but just trusting Him.
Yes.
You know, and prayerfully, that will be a powerful testimony to His goodness, right? That others need, you know what I mean? Because, you know, sometimes I always had the belief and feeling, you know, that sometimes You know, we would come and we'd do the devotional, and you know, in the back of my mind, I don't know if it was Satan saying it or what, but like saying, oh, it's easy for you guys to say, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Right about now.
Right. There's no easy. There's no easy for us to say anything. You know what I mean? Because this is just the truth of the word. I mean, it's like we believe this word. Amen. I mean, and praise God, because he's the author and finisher of our faith. So we take no credit for it, right? But we believe this word, and we're purposing to live by it, right? In good and bad times, you know? And that's an encouragement, hopefully, to someone to say, you know what? Even in the midst of your bad times, you said it earlier, God's going to lift you up out of that dust.
Yes.
He's not going to leave you in the dust.
Right?
He created man from dust.
The dust.
Right? He resurrected these bones from the dust. God's not leaving you in the dust.
Amen.
Because even though it says here, from dust thou art and dust thou return, but I'm not staying in the dust even then.
Right?
Right?
Amen.
Because absent from the body, present with the Lord, and then when Jesus comes back, right?
Yes.
My body's going to be resurrected.
Yes. Still so, staying in the dust.
Right. So we're not... We're not meant for dust.
Amen. That's right.
Right? And so you're not meant for dust. And maybe you're going through and you know, other people are going through things. And we're not, you know, we're not alone in that. A lot of people going through so many different challenges and heartache and pain.
Yes.
And you may feel like you're in the dust and like you're just there and no one cares. But God cares.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes. And just thought about the, you know, out of the dust and just thinking about, you know, what you said about the directions, you know, because even how the enemy thinks, oh, it's easy for you to say, you know, easy for us to say, because we were coming from one direction. Okay, maybe we were coming from another direction when he was thinking that, easy for you to say, okay, but now we're coming from another direction, you know.
Amen.
So even in that point of the different directions with people helping us, coming from different directions, getting that help. But even on this, you know, we were talking about God's goodness from one direction, but now we're talking about God's goodness in another direction. So still,
and God is good.
You still lose because God is still good. So we're still talking about God still being good, and God, this is still to the glory of God.
Amen.
And he's still good, and he still gets the glory always.
Yes.
And we're talking about God being glorified even because he's still bringing us out of the dust.
Amen.
Out of the dust. Yes. And with death, this is my second thought on this, that with the death and with Joseph's death and your mom's death and my brother's death, and you know, just recently, that to dust you shall return, you know, just thinking about them being buried into the ground.
Yeah.
But now they're in the presence of the Lord.
No question. Amen. You know, so, I know.
Yeah, they would return to the ground when they were buried, but right their now bodies. That's not where Amen. They are. They may have went into the ground. Yeah, that's where we saw them. But now they in the presence of the Lord. Amen. So even that.
Amen.
You know, they win, we win.
Amen.
So God, yes, God is good. God is good. He's always good. And I'm thankful because he just continues to just encourage our heart
Amen.
Right now.
Yeah.
You know, we don't stay high.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a step by step.
That's
it's
right.
it's a moment by moment.
Amen.
Trusting God
Amen.
Each moment that we go. You know,
yes,
I'm
indeed.
Just thankful that, you know, we have friends that continue to encourage us.
Yeah.
You know, we have each other. We have our other children. We just I'm just thankful, and we have God that's always there as a constant reminder. You know that He's going to bring us out of the dust, and he's going to get the glory out of this. And
Amen.
He wants to, you know.
Amen.
So I'm
and the promises of God,
yes.
right? The promises of God of, you know, that, you know, our afflictions that we have now are not to be compared.
Yes, to the glory.
To the glory, right?
Shall
and so,
be revealed.
Right,
yes.
and so we hold on to those types of things, you know what I mean? That all these tribulations and afflictions and heartaches, they're not to be compared to the glory that God shall reveal. And so we hold on to those things. And you know, today is January 15th, right? Yesterday was Joseph's birthday.
Yes.
you know, and so, mm-hmm. you know, to be able to come here the day after that, right, is just a testimony to the goodness of God, the strength of God, the peace of God. It even says the peace that passes all understanding.
Yes.
Because in some ways it's hard to understand, right, being in this place. But yet, the goodness of God is like, it's just something you can't even do justice to it. You know what I mean? In other words, it's like, sometimes it sounds like it's just a slogan or a phrase. God is good, or you talk about the goodness of God. But, you know, when you just go through things, and we all go through things, everyone goes through all kinds of things in their life, but when you go through those things with God, He will demonstrate His faithfulness and His love for you and the truth of His Word in your life. And I believe that we're experiencing that now. And so we thank God, amen, just to be coming, we know, coming back, amen. Right? Not that, you know, and sometimes you got to, you know, and I think we don't want to give any wrong impression as if somehow, you know, like, you know, we were like some lost, despondent, you know, despicable type people. It wasn't like that.
No.
But sorrow is real and pain is real. But here's the thing, so is faith.
Yes, it is.
And if you hold on to your faith, right, you know, faith honors God and God honors faith. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a process though. And we're still in that process.
Yes.
But we're better today than we were yesterday.
Yes, amen.
And we're better this month than we were last month, and we're believing we'll be better even still as we go on with Him. And so we just want to encourage, you know, those who are out there, right? You've been going through and you know, you feel like, you know, that you're in that place where, you know, you're covered in dust, the dust of grief and sorrow, heartache and pain.
Yes.
Know that you serve a God who, by His Spirit and by His Word, will raise you up from the dust. Out of the dust, you're now rising
Amen.
Up. We thank God
Amen.
For that.
Amen.
You know, that we are rising up out of the dust. And unto God be the glory for giving us the victory. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. So we praise God. We're praying for you. Amen. We're praying for anyone who's out there right now going through things. And
yes.
Going through challenges, situations, loss, disappointment, hurt of any kind.
Yes.
And we just ask that you pray for us too. Amen.
Yes.
That we pray for one another. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, right?
Amen.
Amen. And so we're believing on that, and we're going to keep praying, and we're going to keep looking to the Lord for our help.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Amen. And so until next time, you be encouraged. Amen. And we thank God for you, but be encouraged, and remember that God is good. Amen. And Jesus is Lord, and He loves you.
Yes.
And His love
never fails.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, when I show you.
Shown in His eyes.